Hey, everybody. And Anthony.
What's up?
Don't be... What the fuck are you shipping your shit in front of the microphone for when we're recording?
Fuck up.
Oh, fuck. It's like you don't even care anymore.
We tried anymore.
We've tried so hard to build this into this... What's the word?
Toilet?
No. Empire.
Sewer.
Empire?
Sewer.
Empire. This empire. And you, their listeners just shutting it off left and right because they're listening to you sip your hot cocoa.
Hot cocoa.
What are you drinking?
Beer.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No, that sounded like a coffee sip.
Nope.
All right.
That sounds like a coffee burp.
What are you fucking? You, all of a sudden, you're friends with Blunt Mommy now, so you're going to take on her mannerisms?
Yeah, mannerisms. I see what you did there. Wait.
All right. All right. So, so this is kind of odd. We are recording in the middle of the week in preparation for not being able to record when we normally record.
Right.
Which means we are literally off the tail end of the last time we recorded. Typically, we like to have 7 days between talking to each other. And it's already starting to show before we even hit record.
Right.
Fuck. So you got anything else?
Nope. That's about it.
So this is one of them episodes where we would typically try to reach out to somebody and say, hey, man, you want to come on the show? And that's because we got nothing.
That is absolutely not true. We've got so much to talk about.
All right. Where do you want to start?
I want to start with, I got a fucking bone to pick with you, asshole.
Really?
Oh, fuck yeah.
Wait, was this something that was in storage and I didn't even know about it?
I mean, yeah, I'm not really mad, but yes.
Good for you, man. Sandbagging me, wait till we've talked like three times and you're going to sandbag me
yes.
while we're recording.
Absolutely, I am.
I love it. I feel like I've trained you properly.
Oh, shit.
All right. Lay it on me, big fella.
Big fella. All right. So I was doing the same thing yesterday that I was doing today, sitting, drinking a beer.
Jerking off.
Having some beers, just hanging out, looking at Twitter. Somebody posted something referencing our show, so and they tagged me, so I replied with something that I thought was clever, and then you replied with what the fuck are you talking about? And before I even had a chance to read what the fuck are you talking about, you're fucking calling me on the phone like you're worried about the branding of the show and how I'm gonna fucking hurt our image by some dumb shit that I post on Twitter. What in the fuck?
All right.
Did I get any of that part, any part of that story wrong?
Yeah, I was going to say, so you told your version of it, so I'm going to tell mine.
All right.
All right. So I was scrolling through Twitter.
Uh-huh.
And somebody had tagged both of us, and they had quoted something from the show.
Yep. And so far, the stories are the same.
And I thought what had happened based on the gibberish that came from your account, mm-hmm. that your autistic son had gotten a hold of your phone, and I was worried because I know you like to keep them locked up.
Uh-huh.
So I called to see who answered, and then once you answered, I was like, hey, so what's going on with going on with Bernie having your phone?
You are so full of shit. Do you remember how I picked up the phone? Hello? You're such an idiot. That's the first thing, literally the first thing you fucking said to me. Don't come at me with this, oh, what's going on? Everything okay? This caring act bullshit.
Yeah. So those of you that know me out there know that he's full of shit. There is nobody that is more caring than I.
Uh-huh.
And I knew it. Fuck, it was like a cry for help. There was something, for all I know, there was somebody in your house that had you hostage.
As if I'd ever ask for help.
But anyway,
yeah,
we got that sorted out.
Anyways, just to get it out in the open, go fuck yourself. I'll do Twitter how I want to do Twitter, when I want to do Twitter.
We had a conversation a couple weeks ago about what my expectations were from you.
Right.
As far as being more involved in the show.
Right.
And I had suggested that, you know, maybe be more active on social media, get involved in some of the discussions.
Sure.
As well as update your pinned tweet or something from this year.
Sure.
And I immediately regretted that when that fucking, when I seen your reply.
So
I'm like, fucking idiot, man. Just go back to doing whatever. Go back to your fucking synthesizer Reddits or whatever.
So here's the deal. You want me, but you don't want me. You want me to do what you want me to do. Yeah, right. That's not going to happen.
So what I don't understand is
me.
So I know what your personal Reddit is, right? You're the one that you are truly active on.
Yes.
And I went through and looked at all your comments. Sure. There's some very, I don't want to say intellectual, but some well thought out comments in there.
Sure. I'm a well thought out guy.
But then you get on Twitter and you're a fucking bubbling retard. I don't understand. But the amount of thought that you put into synthesizer subreddits, just do that for the show. That's what I want you to do. Just do that.
I can't.
You can.
I can't. I can't because I'm not like trying to be funny or joking when I say this. I honestly think Twitter is a fucking cesspool. So any like thought that I put into anything that goes on Twitter, it's a fucking waste. I'm literally shitting into a cesspool. What's the fucking point?
You want it to be high quality shit.
Right.
Don't. So be the water purifier in the cesspool as opposed to just more shit.
No.
Right. So you're either part of the, you're either part of the solution or part of the problem.
Yeah, I'm part of the problem. I'm okay with that.
Right, but I'm not. You asked what you could do. I'm telling you what you could do.
Like 6 months ago, I asked that. Why you gotta come out with old shit?
So you know me well enough to know that if there is an angle there in any way, shape, or form, if you attack me, I'm going to come back at you.
Of course. Duh. Why do you think I brought it up?
Right, but then every time I attack you on the show, you always say, well, I'm going to quit because I'm tired of everybody. But nobody likes me, and I'm tired of you yelling at me all the time.
Is that what I said? It didn't sound like what I said.
Pretty close.
Pretty close, but not quite.
All right, so is that all?
Yeah, that's all you had for me? That's all I got.
Fuck, I thought I was going to get hit with something good here. Like,
It was good. I'm just curious how many other podcasts.
None.
Right. How many other podcasts have separate Twitters and they have one person that tries to police the other person's Twitter just because it's, I don't understand why. As if I could say or do anything on Twitter that would hurt or jeopardize the show in any fucking way.
What's funny is if you go through my Twitter feed, you know, it's like autistic this or retard that.
Right. Right. And then I make one joke that
it wasn't a joke.
I still stand by it. It was funny. What I put, I thought was funny. And then you didn't, which is fine. You don't have to. But
you know what I thought of when I seen what you wrote?
What?
What you said the week before. My jokes don't have punchlines.
Right. Yeah. I'm okay with that. But either you want me or you want a watered down version of me. Whatever. You want me, you got me. deal with it.
But unfortunately, I got a water-headed version of you, and that's the fucking problem.
Awesome. I kind of walked right into that one.
Yeah, this is one of them instances where you are 100% right. As the phone was ringing when I called you, I thought, why in the fuck am I calling? What? Why am I calling him?
Right.
And really, like I told you, I really thought I was calling you to make sure you understood his reference.
Why? Why would you think you would need to do that?
Because your retort had nothing to do with anything. It was just some rambling bullshit.
Nothing I say has anything to do with anybody I'm talking to ever. It's like you don't even know me.
All right, whatever.
You know I'm fucking right.
No, I already told you. You're in this instance, you are right. What I did was, What I did was from the heart, and I
awesome.
I truly do believe that my intention was good. It just, unfortunately, the way that I approach the subject is when everything got sideways.
I love how you think you can talk so smooth that you just smooth everything over and you're the good guy and I'm still the bad guy somehow.
Wait a minute. You said you love how I think I can. Are you insinuating that I'm not?
No, because I saw right through it. I was just pointing.
I don't give a fuck if you see right through it.
I was pointing it out just in case our listeners didn't see right through it.
So you automatically assume our listeners are so fucking stupid that they can't pick up my bullshit.
Yes.
I, on the other hand, know that they can. I don't think they're stupid. I think they're smart.
All right.
That's why you're the asshole.
I guess we'll agree to disagree. Thanks for listening, everybody.
All right. So thank you for that, Anthony. I appreciate you putting me on the spot like that. You know, I don't deal well with that kind of pressure. I want to say, of course, thank you to our Patreons or patrons. Yes. Is it Patreon?
Patreons is
the people that are paying us or supporting us. I mean,
the people behind the scenes.
We ought to do something douchey like all them fucking murder podcasts do, like calling them our producers and our executive producers based on what level they're on.
Oh, you mean like calling them our Navy?
No, that's not douchey.
That's not douchey at all.
It's like if our listenership or our audience is our Navy, they are the most insubordinate Navy ever because they don't fucking do anything.
They don't do nothing we tell them to do.
Hey, let's try this. Let's try giving a couple orders.
All right.
Sit there and be quiet, you lazy pieces of shit. At ease. So thanks to the people that care. What? Voicemail 508-974. What do I fucking care? You're not going to call it.
What do I care?
Fuck it. There's a, I almost said the R word.
Say it.
Yeah. There's a retard at work. I'm trying to get him to call the voicemail.
I thought you were like trying to sling something up. There's a rigger at work that.
What else we got to talk about before we get going? NSFL.
Yep.
You do one once. NSFL, you do that one. Go.
Dude, check that out. There you go. So we joined this other Patreon only network, not suitable for life. I can never remember which one it is. Which one is it?
Drama City Productions for life.
Drama City Productions for life, and it's basically run by me and Man Brain.
What?
I don't know. I just fucking said that. It's run by the Man
Brain, right,
the
enough.
Guy that you're does the Man Brain podcast.
Jesus Christ. You practiced this fucking five times. Mm-hmm. It's run by me.
Me. I run the whole fucking thing. I can't remember what it's called, but I run the whole fucking thing.
We typically send over a show every week, every other week. And then there's some other good shows on there. Shit Happens When You Party Naked, Man Brain, then Blunt Mommy. All right. Do that.
Yeah. God, we're good.
All right. Fuck, we got a fuck ton of stories. I don't know how many we're going to get through.
Well, hold on.
All right.
Before you, are you going to mention that we're working on a new sponsor?
No.
I know you probably don't want to put out who it is yet, but I do, because even if we don't put out who it is just yet until all the kinks are worked out, I've always said that I didn't want sponsors on the show because I want to do a podcast. I don't want to sell mattresses. Well, I rescind. Is that the right word? I take back that statement because I want to sell this. If this was my full-time job, selling this door-to-door, I'm in.
I think with this one, So it may all fall apart. I don't know. Like, you know, because if they just listen to the show, they're going to realize that we're full of shit.
Right.
So we're in talks. We're in discussions with this company that the product fits us perfectly, but them as a company don't. So they made it very clear that if we were to get involved with them, that we wouldn't be allowed to shame anybody. And of course we agreed to that.
Well, yeah, of course. Once we get the project in hand, what are they going
to
do?
What happens with that? I mean, like, do they come to our house and repo them and say, you promised that you wouldn't shame anybody, and we specifically heard you shame somebody?
100% guaranteed that they won't want it back when I'm done.
All right. I don't want to talk too much about it, but this is a pretty big deal for us. It's not the typical podcast sponsors that I think we would probably be the first podcast that's sponsored, if I have to guess.
So, yeah. So when you called, you're like, hey, you want a sponsorship? I'm like, I just, in my head, I rolled my eye. I'm like, fuck, whatever, man. Just say it. What is it? And when you said it, I was like, oh, yeah, I'm in. Fuck. Yes, please. Absolutely. So,
why do you think I do things like that? Because when I call you with that, mm-hmm. I worded it in such a way that there's no way you could give an answer.
Yeah.
You know, I said, hey, you know how we've talked in the past and you are against a sponsor for the show?
Yeah.
Yes. I found a sponsor. What do you think? Not, hey, here's who I found.
Right.
Hey, here's where we're at in the conversations. It's, I found a sponsor. What do you think? Because I know that your response is going to be, no, I told you, I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
And then I knew that when I told you the name of the sponsor, you were going to reverse that and say, I'm all in. But I wanted that. I wanted that satisfaction of that part of the conversation. I don't know why.
I don't know why either, but good for you for getting it. Good. You wanted something. You went out and got it. Good job.
Yeah. If only I used these skills for good. All right. Yeah. So the fucked up thing is we tell so many stories on this stupid fucking show that nobody believes this anyway. Nobody even believes there's a spot.
You're right.
Oh, also, part 2 of our Beastie Boys episode will be out next week.
I wouldn't call it part 2. More like part 1.5. We really kind of go off on a little bit of a side tangent. We didn't really go into a full part 2 with it. But
yeah, but if you call it part 1.5, then it just makes it sound like you used some old shit. We didn't.
No, but
we picked up where we left off and we ended up where we ended up.
Yeah.
Anyway, listen to it next week.
Yeah, you're right. Speaking of that, didn't you have something that you wanted to say to John? Or were you going to kind of hold off on that?
Oh, fuck, I did, but I never queued up the thing. And I don't want to sit through that piece of shit trying to find it.
All right.
Well, fuck it.
Well, fuck it.
Well, can you, is there any way that you could talk just for a second so I can find this?
Yeah, I can. Yeah. No.
Come on, man.
I got nothing. I got, what the fuck do you want me to talk about?
Explain. Nope. Can you explain the Royal Rumble or the podcast Rumble?
Why? Yeah, I can.
Because that's
but
what
I can't,
I'm playing from.
Yeah, I can, but I can't do it in a way that's not just really mean to everybody, and I don't want to do that.
No.
I'm turning over a new leaf.
I don't want you to be mean. I want you to be honest. It's unlistenable. There's nothing wrong with saying that. It's fucking 27 people in a room yelling into a microphone. It's not listenable.
So I jumped around a little bit, just trying to find the thing that you're trying to find right now, and it was like they came in at different times and there was like an introduction and then the conversations got cut off. It was just, I had no idea what was going on at any time.
All right. So I'm going to jump around for a little bit to try to find it. All right.
So anyway, yeah, what it is
hey,
what?
I meant shut the fuck up.
Oh, I thought you were trying to find it still.
I am, but I can't if you're in my ear saying, so what it is just, it's a bunch of podcasters that try to have some sort of conversation all at once. That's what it is. It's like being in a bar with everybody talking at once about different things and everybody trying to talk over each other. It's like being in a room with like 15 of my dads. That's what it's like.
I don't understand the point of it. I don't. Whose idea was it?
Somebody who I think wants to take down podcasts.
For good. This will do it. All right. So are we just kind of hanging out until you find it?
Hold on. This is us right here.
You're not playing anything over the air.
Oh, shit. Why didn't you tell me that with the fucking theme song, you douchebag?
Because I didn't know you played the fucking theme song. Because I didn't fucking hear anything.
Every fucking week I do. You should have thought you didn't do the theme song. So now it's just. Actually, this is probably going to be funnier if nobody else could hear what I could hear. And it's just me telling you to shut the fuck up for no reason.
Right. I was confused. I had no idea what the fuck you're doing.
All right. Hold on. I think there's a way for me to
share your audio like you do every fucking week.
All right. How about this?
Each other. Take care of there each other. Go. And he comes and fucks us in our asses every time we try to get together.
Well, right. So this is the best I can tell. Jody B. from Po' Boys. John from Brand X. Randall from Married AF and Amanda from Blunt Mommy. I think the setup real quick is Amanda talking about us for some reason. Well, somebody starts the conversation, but then John comes in with his theory about how everything that we do is pre-planned and a work. Mm-hmm. And so this shows me that John is a functional retard.
Functional.
All right.
So why would Doug and Anthony want to join that network?
Yes.
Exactly. So they could try.
All right. Yeah. So the setup was talking about why me and Anthony joined Drama City Productions. All right.
For the lulz.
Circle jerk that we basically are a big network of friends that love each other, take care of each other. And he comes and fucks us in our asses every time we try to get together.
Well, so why would Doug and Anthony want to join that network?
Yes, exactly.
So they could try to be at the top and fuck it up and try to get kicked out, just like they do with Patreon. Same thing.
Okay, so the thing about
how they work.
Doug and Anthony is that, you know, in wrestling terms, this is a work or a shoot. In other words, Ben knows all about it. They've already talked about it. So they go in there and it's just an act. It's just a big giant act. They know what's coming and they don't, Ben doesn't care.
Now, isn't all podcast beef an act?
John, I have a question for you, though.
All right. I don't want to hear any more of him. So the first thing, all right, there's two angles that get worked in wrestling. And I don't even watch wrestling anymore, and I know this. Mm-hmm. There's a work and a shoot. A work is when, hey, we work this out in advance, and it's all part of the gimmick, mm-hmm. right? And then there's a shoot, which is, holy shit, these guys are serious. They're actually fighting. Shoot fighting.
Oh,
right?
Okay.
Okay. So he said it's a work, it's a shoot. So that's both angles. Okay. And he's right. If anything, it's not neither. This isn't a gimmick. We don't have anything pre-planned. We wish nothing but the best for the Drama City production people.
No, don't say we. You only speak for yourself.
But don't. So anyway, when I heard that, I actually called John. I don't know if I told you this.
You are that guy, man.
Oh fuck! So I called him because of something unrelated. Uh-huh. But I had already heard this, so I called him, and here's what he said. Which when he said it. The first thing that he said was, You know, I finally get your guys' show. He's been listening since fucking day one.
it's over two years.
Now he finally gets it. And he said, you guys are just like that show that you're always talking about. And he was talking about Jay and Silent Bob. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, all right. So I don't see the correlation at all.
Nope.
But thank you.
And he didn't explain to you.
and then he said something like, you guys try to make it as miserable as possible to see, like almost daring people to listen. And it's like, so really, we're not really going for miserable. We'd like to think at some point we're entertaining. And so I went from thinking, God, he does get the show, to, no, you still don't have a fucking clue. Maybe John is right, mm-hmm. and we're not funny.
Mm-hmm.
Or John's an idiot.
And we're not funny.
I am okay with the people not thinking that we're funny part. Mm-hmm. I'm not okay with them thinking that we're trying to make it as miserable as possible. And if that's, you know, it's like, all right, well, if that's what people are getting out of this, then I'm, fuck it. What's the point?
So if you're as miserable as you possibly can be when you listen to our show, what the fuck are you doing with your life? Just shut the shit off. I'm going to push play so I can be miserable. You fucking moron. What are you doing?
I don't get it. I don't know. Whatever.
So it's one thing that this show has, it doesn't seem like it, but it's humbled me quite a bit, because before we started this show, I always thought that I had, like, in the back of my mind, I was like, I could do stand up. I'm pretty quick on the, you know, quick on the draw or whatever. And even the sentence that I'm saying right now proves that I'm fucking not. my whole life needs to be scripted, is what I'm saying.
All right. Anyway,
So I was going to ask you, who's the guy that runs Drama City Productions?
Ben.
So I've never spoken to that guy ever. What conversations have you had with him?
Conversations? None. Just on Twitter.
Okay. How'd that go? We're going to bash your network? Can we be on it? is that how it went?
I guess I'll go to it. I don't know.
Well, I mean,
you know what? I don't care. How about this? Let's just get off the network.
Okay. We're off. I quit.
Okay.
Wait. I was already off, so.
I'm serious. You want to just get off the network?
Yeah, I thought we already were.
All right. So I'm going to send this out now.
What are you sending out?
I'm sending a message to take us off the webpage.
What? Did you already pre-plan this with, what's his name? Ben?
Manbrain?
Manbrain. Did you already pre-plan this with Manbrain?
Yes, mate. All right. Whatever. Anyway, John, I really do appreciate your listening. Just stop. I don't care.
Just stop. I appreciate it, but just stop. I think maybe the longer this goes on, I think I might be starting to understand why he listens. I think that he's trying to figure us out. Like, he thinks we're way more deep than we really are. This is all surface level bullshit, dude.
So, you know, you know what my problem is with it, I think, is, this is fucking like something inside my psyche.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like him going on another show, mm-hmm. and telling people that we're fake. I think that really bothered me.
Why?
Why the fuck do I know? That's why I said it's somewhere buried in my fucking psyche. I mean, I really shouldn't give a shit. Like, okay, whatever, you know. Okay.
Okay.
Nobody could hear you over everybody else yelling anyway, so it's not that big of a deal.
Right. Well, that podcast Royal Rumble was like 14 hours long, and what he said was about four words. So no, but even if they heard it, fuck, they don't fucking remember it. If they ask you, are you going to be on that?
No, they asked me for the first one, and I gracefully bowed out.
Did Did you gracefully bow out?
No, actually, I called like a half hour before I was supposed to be on. I'm like, hey, man, I'm sorry. I can't make it.
That's funny because they didn't ask me.
Well, no shit.
Fuck you.
Did you listen to you on Po' Boys? I really like synthesizers. And here's some music that I like. Ding, dong, ding, dong, ding.
It's funny to me.
It sounds like Chinese Indians.
It's funny to me that you think that if
you
if,
just fucking passed on a great punchline because you're so worried about me talking about your music.
No, okay. No. You think that if you don't like something, then nobody likes it. It's weird.
Right.
Weird. I thought I did really well on there. I think that was the highest rated episode of his show ever.
So I do believe that if I don't like something. Mm-hmm. What did you suggest? I don't remember.
I don't either. Fuck it. Something about I don't remember.
All right.
I know that he'll never have me back on again though. And I'm okay with that.
I bet you're wrong.
About what?
I bet he'll send an invite to you after listening to this show.
Uh-uh. even if he does, I wouldn't tell you.
Oh, he'll tell me.
I'll deny it.
He pretty much, any decision he makes regarding his show, he generally runs past me.
Yeah, that's cool. No wonder his show sucks.
See, now you're only hurting him.
No, I was trying to hurt you, but it came out as hurting him. I apologize.
I was going to say that bullet just ricocheted and shot him in the face. Yeah. But
your show's fine. You had one good episode, and you're good.
All right.
Can we move on and not talk about podcasts anymore?
Perfect. All right.
Especially the stupid fucking Royal Rumble bullshit.
Just drop it. You go right back into it.
Can't help it.
All right. Let's put these shows in some sort of order here, and then we can get on with it.
You're a fucking dick.
All right. I'm going to go to the first story.
Mm-mm. Go down to the... One, two, three.
McDonald's customers left outraged.
Fourth after from the bottom.
McDonald's customers left outraged after a 2-year-old daughter found used condom in restaurant. Where's Perth?
Pretty sure that's in New Zealand.
Oh, it's in Australia.
It's in Australia, you dummy.
Why would I know that? I've never fucking... I'm no dingo. All
right.
What's a dingo?
I don't know, but it ate my baby.
All right. So I want you to read this story, and I want you to read it in your Australian accent.
There's only one line in here that I even really care about.
Well, don't skip to it. Don't get to the punchline. Just start reading, and you're... Go.
All right. G'day, mate. Dingo. Shrimp on the bobby. A 2-year-old girl who found a... I can't do that. I can't keep that shit up.
That was horrible.
That was horrible.
A 2-year-old girl who found a used condom in the eating area of McDonald's will have to undergo STD training.
Nope. Are you conducting that training? You sick bastard.
I'm just going to check to see if this is contagious for you.
Oh, shit.
Okay, so here... If you were looking to get an STD, here's how you go about getting it.
When I read this, there's one line that it made me cringe when I read this line.
Yeah, I know which line it is. A Perth, Western Australia couple was sickened to find their toddler had...
Really?
The toddler had picked up the black item. Was that it?
Nope.
About 6 p.m. Friday night at the fast food outlet in Warrenboro in the city's outer south. The mother, who only wanted to be known as Wendy. See, I think that this is some cheap attempt from another fast food restaurant to fuck with McDonald's.
You think so? She only wanted to be known as Wendy.
Told Daily she had went back to the counter to order something when her husband spotted their daughter sucking on the condom. I ran into the bathrooms, washed her mouth and hands, and came out and gave her a drink. We were terrified, she said. I am really angry and sickened. I haven't slept. I have been feeling overwhelmingly guilty for taking her there in the first place.
She should feel guilty for not teaching your kid not to suck on condoms that she found on the floor.
Okay, here's your line. Ready?
No. You already read my line.
No.
But go ahead.
Wendy said the condom appeared to be used and might have been on a chair. What line made you cringe more than that?
It said she went back to the counter to order something when her husband spotted their daughter sucking on the condom. In the title, it just says 2-year-old found a used condom. Oh, whatever. She found a used condom. And then it says she was sucking on it. That's fucking disgusting. That's where they lost me. I was out. Blech.
I read this article 3 fucking times, and you know what? I'm not going to point out how stupid I am.
You didn't see that part? You just read it out loud.
I don't pay attention to what I'm saying. The mother said she was disgusted how the restaurant treated her family when their doctor told them to return the condom and take it to the hospital for testing. That's a long fucking sentence.
Yes, it is.
I don't know. Fucking Australia needs to write better English. No, they just need better English. The couple has to wait 3 months before they can get their daughter tested for an STD.
That's never something that should be in print.
Okay, no. So if you look how the story's written, mm-hmm. it's just, this is going to sound stupid. Mm-hmm. This is really going to sound stupid. It's just a sentence, then a sentence, then a sentence, then a sentence. But that's how stories are fucking written. They're just poorly worded
Crazy.
Sentence.
Crazy how this is just sentence after sentence.
But the sentences aren't tangible. All right. Shut up.
Cosine? What the fuck are you talking about?
All right. The couple has to wait 3 months before they can get their daughter tested for an STD. McDonald's told 10 Daily that we're very sorry the incident happened and take situations like this seriously. We are conducting an investigation into how this happened, the spokesperson said. Cleanliness and safety are a top priority, and we ensure the shift manager on duty conducts what we refer to as a travel path every 30 minutes. In 2011, teenagers admitted to a condom hoax at a McDonald's in Geraldton after a father found his 2-year-old daughter chewing on what was said to be a used item. A group of local schoolgirls later came forward and admitted they had played a prank by planting the condom filled with ice cream in the cubby house.
That's funny.
Is it?
Yes.
What? Why?
I don't know. Because it makes me laugh. It's so fucking stupid. This will be funny. Let's put ice cream in this condom and throw it in with the kids.
All right, it's fine.
So you seriously read this 3 times and didn't realize that, like, she was sucking on a fucking condom she found on the floor?
No, I did. I did. What I was going to say is that I didn't realize that it said used condom in the headline. I didn't realize it was used until that line.
Oh, okay.
Whereas you went into it knowing it was used. I was surprised by the outcome. Get it?
I get it.
All right. What do we want to do next?
Clitoris. We want to do the clitoris.
All right. Hold on. All right. All right. So the headline. How did you come across this?
I don't remember. Oh, I was searching for pictures of enlarged clitorises.
Was it for your little Twitter escapade?
Yeah.
All right. I have a protruding clitoris the size of my middle toe. Should I hide it?
It doesn't say if this is a guy or a girl.
So, as a little girl, says it first fucking line.
Yeah, I know. I didn't read it. No. I'm just kidding. I did.
So, as a little girl, I had this little thing sticking out the front of my vulva. But her car?
Yep. She had an Audi with a thing sticking out of the front.
But it grew a lot in my teens, and my pubic hair was not long and dense enough to cover it, so the girls in my gym class called me Weenie Woman.
Good for them.
And I was the only girl the boys ignored. I have ever since felt like a freak.
She spelled freak wrong.
She spelled everything wrong in this. did finally date a guy in college and we later married. He was patient and agreed to never look or touch my vulva. I told him I had been traumatized before and needed more time before I could let him see my private area. After we had been married for 4 months, we had intercourse our first time in a position which he was not able to see my vulva. It was that night that I conceived, and 3 days later, he went off into the military service, and we lost him to war. I wanted to understand or correct my body before he returned. I thought you lost him. So I went into studying and found my clitoris is actually just enlarged. I read about a surgery of amputating the clitoris, and I don't want that. When the news of my husband's death came, I didn't care much.
I think it's just poor choice of words. I don't think that's what she meant.
But 9 years have passed and I'm in love again. And I wonder if I should just hide it from him too, or get some medical changes or treatment done. And is there some new way to fix my clitoris so it's smaller? Is it bad for me to get sexually aroused because it makes my clitoris get even larger? Are you done giggling over there, champ?
I can't help it. This brought me back to being like 10 years old. This is hilarious. You get a little clit boner. That's funny. Oh, my God. So here's some of the responses. I think you're lucky. It's the only part of a woman's body that only has one purpose, to give her pleasure. You will find a lucky guy that absolutely loves it, so don't worry about it. And in parentheses, it says, I am a guy. Gay guy. Hopefully the poster intended to say, when the news of my husband's death came, I didn't care much about having the surgery or not, but 9 years have passed. So the way she worded it was, it kind of sounded like she didn't give a shit if her husband died. I got a big clit. Who cares if he died?
All right, here we go. I am a foster parent to a 7-year-old who has an enlarged clitoris. She complains of it hurting, said it rubs her panties, dries out, and becomes irritated. The pediatrician said she needs to learn to tuck it up in and has recommended applying Vaseline when needed. Are there any other tips out there for hygiene and healthcare for her precious gift? How come every time something's fucked up, they call it a precious gift
from God? God's up in heaven. Hey, watch this. This will be funny.
We're going to give this one the intellect of a 3-year-old. He's our precious gift. dar.
Oh, my God.
I don't, whatever. Good for them.
I just thought it was fucking funny, man. I wonder if that's real, if they really do get like clit boners.
All right. Well, I think we're going to answer that with this response.
Okay.
I've been married almost 25 years and we are still both in good shape and sexually active. My wife began lifting weights about 3 years ago and something about the hormones have changed her body makeup. My wife's clit has grown to about the size of my pinky. I've always been very attracted to her, but this is a huge turn on. I love it when she gets aroused and it gets erect. So don't worry about it and feel self-conscious. He may have the dude. You married a dude.
So, all right. So she married this guy and told this guy, you can't look at my vulva. They were married for 4 months. He's never seen her pussy. Wouldn't you just in your head think she's a dude? Like, why else would she be hiding her fucking pussy from?
Why are you hiding your pussy?
Yeah, are you a dude? What in the fuck?
All right. Well, I hope we helped. I don't know if there's anybody out there that has a protruding clit or a small dick.
Do you want to read A Girl's Guide to the First Menstruation?
Where are you at?
On the side, the right side of this, related articles.
No, I just left. Hold on.
Nah, it doesn't matter. I don't. It was kind of a joke. Did you really want to read about the fucking first menstruation?
As I orgasm, my clitoris widens to 25 millimeters. Is that too long?
25 millimeters?
That's an inch.
That's pretty big.
All right. No, I'm done with that. All right. McDonald's. I want to jump into this thing. See where this heads. This is the privilege test. The link that you put up there. All right. So, high school students assigned to tabulate privilege based on race, gender, sexuality, religion. Add 25 points for being white or male, deduct 100 points for being black, 500 for identifying as transgender, blah, 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 blah. So did you read this article?
Yeah.
Okay. So what do they do with this after the kids fill it out?
They basically, it says that they use it as like a like a jumping off point to talk about privilege and use it as like a basically like a conversation starter, like this is how privilege manifests and how it shows itself, and then they use that to kind of move into other topics on privilege.
I'm okay with it.
It's bullshit. Do you want to take it?
I don't know. Can I?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'll give it to you, and we can tabulate the scores. I clicked on it. Hold on, just like drop my pen.
Are you talking about this picture here?
Yeah, that's the test right there. That's your points. Wow. That's your points. So you're white, so you get plus 25. You're male, so you get plus 25.
You gotta let me answer. Don't tell me, otherwise you don't even need me on here.
Okay, I'll just keep track. What's your race?
Plus 25.
All right.
White.
What's your sex?
Male, 25.
All right. What is your orientation?
None of your fucking business. That's personal.
Straight, bisexual, asexual, or gay. Those are the only four choices.
I'm not prepared to answer this. I'm just moving on.
We're going to go with gay.
Straight.
Plus 20. Your gender.
Cis or transpassable. Gender queer.
Transpassable. What the fuck does that mean? What country are you from? Europe, right. Top.
United States, plus 20.
Plus 20, all right. Your religion?
Non-religious, zero.
Zero, wow, okay. Your status? What the fuck does that
plutocrat
mean? What the fuck is a plutocrat?
I don't know.
Rich, affluent, middle, poor, homeless, or institutionalized?
I am middle, zero.
Middle, zero, okay.
I think.
All right, this is going to be the one right here that gets you. Your attractiveness.
I would say I'm overweight. I'm disfigured. I have an ugly face.
So do you add all those together? Or?
Yeah.
So 10, 30, so 40, 50, 60, 70, negative 70?
Yep.
Well, that sucks. Size.
Yeah. How come girthy isn't on
there? All of them. Tall, short, or normal?
I don't know. Do so wouldn't normal be ableist?
Yep.
So you tell me, am I normal or short?
Short.
Bullshit.
All right, we'll go with normal.
All right. Actually, I want to be short. I'm short.
Okay, short. You're just fucking trying for oppression points. What's your disability? All that apply. Are you able-bodied?
I'm able-bodied. I have social autism.
Okay, so that's plus 5. Are you immobile?
I'm getting there. No.
Disease?
I mean, I just had pneumonia, so yeah.
No, you can't count that.
You can't tell me what I can't.
All right, so
you don't know my oppression.
So we're negative 45. Deaf?
Huh?
Retarded?
Yes.
Blind?
No. I wish I was. That's a big one.
That is a big one. Holy shit.
You
get more points for being blind than you do for being transgendered and gay together.
According to this, so if you look at under gender, it says trans. Mm-hmm. There's cis, trans passable, gender queer, and trans. Mm-hmm. So the bottom trans, which is minus 500, is somebody that looks like me with a big bushy beard walking around in a dress, like I identify as a woman.
But if you're blind, it's negative 750. What the fuck? All right, so where are we at? So we were at negative 45.
What the fuck is that?
You're not deaf.
What's that noise?
It's on your end. What the fuck is going on here?
What the fuck?
What the fuck is going on here? Why is that happening?
I don't know.
Stop sharing your computer sound.
Are you still there?
Yeah, it stopped when you stopped sharing your computer sound.
Mine says that I'm sharing my computer sound, so I don't know what the fuck to tell you. Okay, not, moving on.
Yeah.
Whatever.
It says it here, too. Oh, fuck.
Profession.
Wait, we never got through disability. So you're negative 45 on disability, right?
Okay, so I'm able-bodied.
Yep.
So that's plus 25.
Yep.
I've got social autism.
Yep.
Self-diagnosed. That's minus 20.
Yep. So that puts you at plus 5.
I'm really, really lazy, so that's immobile. So, because I am able-bodied, but I just choose not to.
I think you're cheating a little bit.
No. Look at me. Do you look at me and think, yep, he's immobile.
All right, fine. Negative 75.
Disease, like I said, I had pneumonia. Deaf, no. Retarded, yes.
You blind. Don't get to claim retarded if you're not retarded.
Who the fuck are you to tell me I'm not retarded, you motherfucker?
Fair enough. So that's negative 275.
Yes.
It's not fair. All right. See, profession. Are you an investment banker?
No.
Are you an engineer?
Yes.
Are you a doctor?
No.
Are you a technology?
No.
Are you a teacher?
Yes.
No. Are you a police fireman?
Yes.
Are you a scientist?
Yes.
Are you a none other?
Yes.
All right, so plus 10.
All right.
Okay, so you got...
How oppressed am I?
To 20, 40, 60, 80, 110, minus 120, minus 70 is what?
I have no idea what the fuck you just said.
Hold on. 120 minus 70, so that's plus 50, minus 275... Okay, so 50 minus 285, what's that?
-235.
-235?
Yeah.
So you're -235.
All right.
Is that good or bad?
I'm oppressed.
Oh. Well, how much do you have to get? By contrast, those scoring -100 or less are very disprivileged.
I am very disprivileged.
Wait. A diagram at the bottom of the form explains that students who score from 50 to 100 should consider themselves privileged, while those scoring in excess of 100 are very privileged and should check it.
So how can you not agree with this?
What do you mean? What don't I agree with? I already forgot.
This privilege checker. This tells me what I already knew. Society's against me.
Right. The idea that you would give this to a group of kids who kids are little assholes. That's like what they are until they get to be adults when they're bigger assholes. So you want to give this to a group of kids.
I agree with you.
And then let them here have this list of who's better and who's worse. Now, don't bully each other. Wait a minute.
No. So I was thinking a different angle on it. So I was thinking you were going to say that you were against it because you're giving people excuses as to why they're shitty at dodgeball or whatever. So on the premise, what about going through this like we just did with me and assigning scores to whatever the fucking categories are as saying what is privileged and what isn't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's, if you look at the one that says country, it said, if you're from Europe, you get plus 25. If you're from the Middle East, you get negative 600. So if you're sitting in a class with, and there's a Middle Eastern kid in the class and somebody from Europe in the class.
No. You're, I asked you what you think of it as an adult. I already agreed with you that it's giving it to kids is wrong.
Okay. So what do you want to know? I guess I didn't understand the question.
It's because you don't fucking listen.
No, you're right.
Do you think this is stupid or do you think this is good?
Oh, it's fucking terrible.
Why?
Fuck, you're killing me.
Why?
Why do I think it's terrible? Yeah. Why do we need to divide the whole everybody up into who's oppressed and who's not oppressed and who's more oppressed?
So you know. Up until I took this test, I thought I was privileged. Now I found out I'm oppressed. Why would I not want to know that?
Okay, so when you go to work tomorrow, are you going to act different?
You're fucking right. Yes.
I'm oppressed.
I want my reparations.
Fair enough. If this is the test to get reparations, I'm in.
Yeah, I don't understand what the problem is.
Yeah, that's because you're stupid.
See? I'm retarded. Right. I got 200 bonus points for that.
I'm going to poke my fucking eye out so I can win this thing.
High score, bitch. Nope, can't say that. All right.
Feel free to say whatever you want. This is a safe space.
Okay, I want you to take off the... I don't want you to have this on your screen anymore.
Okay.
Okay, which is more oppressed? All right.
Mm-hmm.
Being from Africa,
mm-hmm,
or being a gay retard?
I would guess that being a gay retard would put you pretty high on the oppression scale.
Nope.
Being from Africa?
Africa is 400.
Yeah.
And being a gay retard is 350.
So just being from Africa, nothing else.
So, okay.
That is such bullshit.
So if this was kids,
mm-hmm,
okay, so the last thing, in you're picking dodgeball teams or, yep, kickball or whatever.
Yeah.
There's two kids left. There's the kid surrounded by flies, and there's the gay retard licking the window. You are more likely to choose the gay retard.
Right. Just don't give me the African.
All right. You want to do another one?
Yeah, sure.
All right. What do we got here? Intersex. What's that mean?
I think it means you got two sexes. Like you got a penis, like an enlarged clitoris, I think. I really don't know. I'm not well versed in that one.
All right, here we go. Muslim.
All right.
All right, so there's... Yeah. 150 for men. All right, would you rather be a short, gay Muslim or... Let's see how many points I got to work with here. A rural Chinaman Muslim.
Wait a minute. I don't know if it works that way.
It does. Because you can be Muslim and still live in China. You fucking racist. Muslims are.
No.
Religion.
No, you can't. They stamp that shit out.
Okay. So you fucked it all up.
Sorry.
A
go ahead.
Gay. Short
Muslim.
Mm-hmm. I don't want that. A gay short Jew.
All right.
There's too much math. I need my calculator.
Too many negatives and positives. I can't figure this shit out.
A gay short Jew,
mm-hmm,
or a Muslim living in China. Hold on. Yeah. That's it. A gay short Jew or a Muslim living in China.
Which one is more oppressed?
Yes.
So that's hard. I'm going to guess that it's the gay short. No, the Muslim. Muslims are always the most oppressed.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah. That's only because being a Jew is actually plus points. So it actually helped get them out of the hole.
No.
They own everything.
Who
they
made can... this fucking test? The Jews.
Would you?
This, is would a you... Jew, this test is a Jewish plot.
Would you rather be an ugly-faced, blind, retarded black other?
Yep, that's what I want to be. Ugly-faced, blind, retarded, black, other. Okay.
Or a rich, white, United Statesian.
Duh. The rich, white, United Statesian?
Because you're fucking racist.
Yes.
All right, that's enough of that shit. I want to go to... fuck, I think I had a link on there somewhere for the same type of shit.
Yeah.
The five faces of oppression or the power matrix or something.
Living with open hands.
So do you not believe that there are oppressed people?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah. Not the way that this lays it out, but yeah, sure.
All right, I'm curious. What do you mean? You always have to quantify everything. You can't ever just say yes or no.
Yeah, because there's no yes or no. Of course, there's people that are oppressed or not, but it's not like every white person is oppressing every Muslim, or it's not that simple. And they want to like break it down into simple terms, and it's not a simple thing.
Well, no,
because
but they
they're
do.
Stupid.
What time is it? How long have we been recording?
Fuck, I don't know. Hour and 1 minute. It is 7:30. Time. Okay.
Bye.
See ya. I mean, bye.